Recipes. This month's recipes come from members of the National Federation of the Blind of Colorado. Black Forest Cake by Diane McGeorge. There's a photo on the page, the caption, Diane McGeorge. Diane McGeorge is past president of the NFB of Colorado and was the founding director of the Colorado Center for the Blind. She reports that this is an easy and excellent cake. Ingredients: 1 chocolate cake mix, any brand, 1 can cherry pie filling, not canned cherries, 2 eggs, beaten, 1 teaspoon almond extract. Icing ingredients: 1 cup sugar, 1 half cup milk, 1/3 stick butter or margarine, 1 6-ounce bag chocolate chips. Method: in a large bowl, combine all the cake ingredients and beat well enough to combine thoroughly. Bake in a greased 13x9-inch cake pan or 2 8x8-inch pans in a preheated 350-degree oven until a toothpick inserted in center comes out clean, about 35 minutes. Cool in pan on a rack. Combine sugar, milk, and butter in a saucepan and bring to a boil. Reduce heat a little and stir in the package of chocolate chips. Cook stirring for 1 minute. Remove from heat and pour over surface of cake. You can remove the smaller cakes from their pans after 10 minutes of cooling and then stack the frosted layers. This cake freezes well. Red Hot Cinnamon Salad by Ryan Osentowski. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Ryan Osentowski. Ryan Osentowski came into the NFB in the Nebraska affiliate and the National Association of Blind Students. He is now living and working in Colorado and is an active member of the NFB of Colorado. Ingredients: 3 packages cherry jello, 1 cup red hot candies, 1 cup Cool Whip, 8 ounces cream cheese well softened, 2 cups cinnamon applesauce, 3 cups boiling water. Method: in a medium saucepan, bring the water to a boil. Add red hots and jello to the boiling water and stir until everything is dissolved. Let cool. Then add cream cheese cut in small pieces, applesauce, and Cool Whip and stir until blended. Be sure that the cream cheese is blended in completely or you will have small pieces of cream cheese in the finished salad. Pour mixture into a mold or individual dishes and chill overnight before serving. If you plan to unmold the salad, loosen edges with a spatula or table knife. Place enough very warm tap water in the sink or a large pan to immerse mold almost to the top. Do not let water slosh over the edge onto the salad. Allow mold to remain in the water bath 10 seconds or so, then invert on a serving plate or platter and shake gently to loosen completely. You will hear the top of the salad strike the plate when it unmolds. If this does not happen, repeat the hot water bath for another 10 seconds or so before inverting the mold again. Brie en Croûte by Rita Albright. Rita Albright is a member of the Boulder Valley chapter of the NFB of Colorado. She reports that this is a wonderfully delicious and simple recipe for an appetizer or a cheese and cracker hors d'oeuvre light dinner gathering. It is too easy. Ingredients: 1 8-ounce Brie cheese wheel, 1 sheet frozen puff pastry, 1 quarter cup jam, strawberry, peach, raspberry, etc., chopped nuts, walnuts, pecans, etc., 1 egg yolk mixed with 1 teaspoon water, egg wash. Method: preheat oven to 350 degrees. Spread jam over the sheet of puff pastry and sprinkle with nuts. Place brie wheel in center of pastry sheet. Fold pastry over the brie and press to seal. Flip the brie en croûte and place seam side down on greased baking sheet. Excess dough may be cut into shapes and used to decorate top. Brush the entire exposed surface of pastry with egg wash. Bake for 20 minutes or until golden. Allow to cool for 30 minutes. Transfer to serving board or plate and serve with crackers. On March 11, 2011, we were honored to have President and Mrs. Maurer and their children, David and Diana, participate in philosophy class and have a meal with us at the Colorado Center for the Blind. The home management staff, Maureen Neatfield and Ishelle Swinehard, and their students worked together to devise the lunch menu and prepare the dishes served. These are the recipes for the meal our students prepared for them. A photo appears at this point, the caption, "The home management instructors at the Colorado Center for the Blind and several students at work in the kitchen." Sage roasted chicken. Ingredients: 6 boneless, skinless chicken breasts, 1/2 stick melted butter, 4 cloves garlic, minced, 1 teaspoon dried sage, juice and zest of 1 lemon, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Method: arrange chicken on a baking pan lined with foil. In a bowl, combine butter, seasonings, and lemon juice and zest, and pour over chicken. Bake at 350 degrees for 35 minutes or until chicken juices run clear and pieces feel firm when gently pressed. Fingerling roasted potatoes. Ingredients: 1 pound potatoes sliced lengthwise, 1 tablespoon fresh or dried rosemary, 4 cloves garlic, minced, 1 teaspoon salt, 1/2 teaspoon pepper, 1/2 cup Parmesan cheese, enough olive oil or other cooking oil to coat potato strips generously. Method: in a mixing bowl, toss all ingredients except cheese until potatoes are coated on all sides. Arrange potatoes on a baking sheet lined with foil. Bake at 350 degrees for 30 minutes or until potatoes feel tender when pricked with a fork. Remove from oven, toss with Parmesan cheese, and serve immediately. Orange hazelnut glazed carrots. Ingredients: 1 pound carrots, peeled and sliced, 2 tablespoons butter, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 2 tablespoons maple syrup, juice and zest of 1 orange, 1/4 cup toasted hazelnuts, chopped. Method: steam carrots until just tender and then toss with remaining ingredients. Flourless chocolate cake. Ingredients: 8 ounces unsweetened baking chocolate, 2 sticks butter, 1 3/4 cups sugar, 1/2 cup cocoa powder, 6 eggs. Method: melt chocolate and butter together. Whisk in the remaining ingredients one at a time. Pour into a buttered and sugared 8-inch springform pan and bake at 350 degrees for 30 to 40 minutes. Cool in pan on a rack. Remove side of pan after loosening the cake with a spatula. If you are serving at the table, place the cake, still on the bottom of the pan, on the serving plate. Ganache for flourless cake. Ingredients: 8 ounces dark, not unsweetened baking chocolate, 1 cup heavy cream. Method: melt chocolate and cream together in double boiler over hot water and whisk until smooth. Immediately pour over cake to cover. Raspberry sauce. You can use other berries as well. Ingredients: 3 cups raspberries, 1/2 cup sugar, 1 cup water. Method: in a small saucepan, bring all ingredients to a boil and then reduce to a simmer. Reduce until sauce is of desired thickness and strain if you don't want the seeds. This sauce can be ladled over the flourless cake. Pan-seared salmon with horseradish dill sauce. Ingredients: 2 fillets salmon, 1 shallot minced, 1/4 cup white wine, 2 tablespoons flour, 2 teaspoons prepared horseradish, 2 tablespoons lemon juice, 1 teaspoon dried dill, 1 cup half and half, salt and pepper to taste. Method: coat a nonstick skillet with vegetable oil and heat on medium-high. Add salmon fillets and cook 3 to 4 minutes on each side. Remove fish to a warm platter and set aside in a warm place. Add the minced shallot to the pan and sauté until soft. Add the flour and let cook for 2 minutes, stirring constantly. Add all remaining ingredients and keep whisking until sauce is thickened. Adjust seasoning and serve over the salmon fillets.